I had seen a message on a bulletin board in my dorm at college that sort of outlined some of the symptoms of testicular cancer and gave some advice about what to do, you know, if you had concerns about that. And just a few months later is when I was diagnosed. And so, you know, a little bit lucky in having come across that resource for awareness about men's health early on, you know, prior to Movember being present in the United States. But, you know, ultimately I had a very good prognosis, got treated, and here now, 18 years later almost, you know, doing well.
And have you, some of the projects that Movember is involved in, some of the projects that Movember is involved in are, you know, raising awareness or, you know, projects associated with some of the long-term effects. And some of these long-term effects really affect the quality of life. Andy, have you experienced some of the long-term ramifications of battling cancer?
You know, to a limited degree, you know, it really depends on the individual, and it depends, I think, importantly on, you know, how early you're diagnosed and how early you're able to get treatment. And so that's why the awareness piece is so important. You know, for me, my physical health is quite good, even though I had some treatments for cancer many years ago. You know, there's always some psychological impact from having lived through a serious illness and diagnosis. And so, you know, I think there are those impacts that I certainly still feel many years later, you know, related to health anxiety and things like that. But you know, I think ultimately they sort of drive me to be more proactive about my health and more, you know, engaged with my physicians, you know, eager to sort of seek help early for something that I'm concerned about. And, you know, just be very engaged and you know, thinking about how I can contribute to my own health and sort of safeguard it in the long term going forward.
So you use the phrase health anxiety. I don't think I've ever really heard it put that way before, but I really that resonates. can you kind of compare, you know, that health anxiety you might feel a little now to, you know, what your biggest concerns or fears after that diagnosis?
Yeah, you know, I think after a diagnosis like that, you know, it comes pretty quickly. Everything happened really quickly. So, you know, from the time I went to my primary care physician to the time that I had surgery to remove my testicle, which had a tumor on it, it was about a week. And so, it all happens really quickly. You don't know
what
your prognosis is right away. But yeah, it's really quick. I mean, and for good reason. But you know, you don't have all the information. So, you know, there's a certain anxiety that comes with that and not knowing. But yeah, I think long-term that's it's sort of a different kind of worry that can creep in. You know, I think it relates to, you know, I have a very specific and special relationship with my body, and it felt like, oh, this thing went wrong with it, or maybe it, you know, let me down in some way. And you sort of wonder, you know, could that happen again? Is there something about me that predisposes me to cancer, you know, those kinds of thoughts, I think can creep in. And so, so, you know, that's definitely something that, I think, people who maybe face a serious diagnosis learn to deal with long-term. Mm.
So, Max, Andy brings up an interesting point about, you know, the connection between, mental health and with health anxiety and some of those issues connected to the physical health element. What kind of programs or how does Movember like foster that kind of community or support or programs for men suffering from health issues?
Yeah, I mean, Andy brings up an excellent point. There's almost this trickle down effect that kind of weaves in all three of our causes, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and mental health is kind of an overarching umbrella that ultimately affects the whole family whose loved one is suffering with those diseases, right? We actually have a kind of a physical health or physical activity challenge initiative here at Movember called Move for Movember. And it's just a way to correlate, you know, your mental health and physical health, which is obviously so you know, relevant and relatable. But the Move for Movember challenge encourages our community members and fundraisers to commit to running or walking 60 miles during the month of November for the 60 men that we lose to suicide every hour around the world. So it's just a great way to encourage our audience to get active, to get up and get involved and, you know, become physically active, because as we know, there's a huge correlation between your physical and mental health. And I think that Move challenge is also a great way to get our Mo sisters involved, who might not necessarily be able to grow mustaches. And it kind of builds that community-based change that so many of our fundraisers and community members really, really live by. So that's a Move for Movember is an interesting initiative that kind of creates that physical health challenge.
So Norma, as a Mo sister, or Coastie with the Mosty, what are we doing locally? You had an event?
So not last Saturday, but the 4th, we had a charity wine tasting event, which was really well attended and just an outpouring of support from local community for donations and raffle prizes, silent auction prizes. You know, anytime I asked, it was almost always, yes, absolutely. This is such a great cause. And so my goal this year, last year, was, I think, 8,000. I ended up making 10,000. So this year, I bumped it up to 15,000. So locally, we've kind of already shot our pistol for what's going on here. But people can get involved. They can join the team, and they can do their own fundraising. We've established a team called N&M's Hairy Adventure, which falls under my main webpage, so under Norma Smehal. And if people want to donate or if they want to join the team, that's one way they can easily get involved, is to basically start their own team underneath our team and help us raise that money.
And we can put the link when we post this later on, but your page is connected to the Movember page?
That's correct.
Yeah. Andy, tossing this back to you, what kind of support have you received from family, friends, support groups? How important is that kind of support in this journey?
Oh, it's critical. So I've had a great support system, you know, in particular as I was, kind of in the immediate experience of being diagnosed and treated. You know, my family and friends were great. I was only 18 at the time, and so still my parents were really involved in sort of the treatment process and going to appointments and just being there in general. And you know, my friends were there to lighten the mood, to encourage a laugh or a smile, and I think those things are critical. Fortunately for me and for many people with testicular cancer, you know, it's something that will be hard, and that you need to get through. But at the end of the day, there's more life often waiting for you on the other side. And so, having people sort of guide you through and help you make it through to that next phase is really important.
Mm-hmm. Max, how do we get, men to, work through the stigma that is out there about getting and asking and receiving help?
That's a million-dollar question right there, but something we're obviously looking to solve. Ultimately, Movember wants to evolve masculine norms. We want to support men in adopting healthier behaviors, right, and really advocate for health systems to better meet our needs as men. That's the underlying question we're trying to solve. I think it really comes down to, as men, being more vulnerable and feeling more comfortable sharing our feelings and talking about our emotions and checking in with our friends and having conversations like this and having the Andes of the world speak to their journey and speak to their experiences and not being bashful about it. But for whatever reason, it feels like men, I guess we were kind of socially wired to have this kind of masculine guard up where we don't feel comfortable seeking help. And ultimately, as men, we need to do a better job for our families and for our female counterparts and our partners to let that guard down and be more vulnerable and be more emotional. Because there's, for whatever reason, you know, men are supposed to be strong and tough. And at the end of the day, that's our downfall. I mentioned the 4 out of 5 suicides are made by men. It's because we have that guard up. And we shove our emotions down until they bubble up in a negative fashion at some point in our lives. So, you know, I think ultimately it's a beast to answer, but it really comes down to being more vulnerable and being more comfortable with ourselves.
I want to take the next couple minutes and focus more on the mental health piece too. Max, what I guess I should ask first, how long have you been working on this issue? How long have you been part of Movember? And from that experience, what do you wish more people knew about men's mental health specifically?
Yeah, so Movember introduced mental health and suicide prevention as one of our key focus areas 5 years ago, back in 2018. And that was really at the time when there was this kind of narrative shift where mental health was becoming a little more acceptable universally to talk about, which is fantastic. But for whatever reason, the suicide rate amongst men continues to climb, even though more men are going to therapy than ever before. So there's this weird correlation between those two statistics. And maybe it boils down to the fact that traditional therapy might not be as effective as it used to be. Luckily, there are a ton of different mental health options and resources and, you know, forms of meditation and therapy that exist currently. But for whatever reason, the suicide rate amongst men continues to climb. And then you mix in COVID and the whole social isolation piece, which didn't help at all. And we're still waiting for the most recent reports on the suicide rate in the U.S., which I believe are coming out next year, if I'm not mistaken. But ultimately, yeah, there's a mental health crisis amongst men that we're experiencing, and our whole goal at Movember obviously is to kind of lower that barrier to entry in terms of mental health resources. For example, we actually fund a program called Making Connections, which is focused on targeting low income underserved communities that might not have access to these mental health resources. Or might not have, you know, the income for some of these very expensive mental health treatments or even therapy if they're not on, you know, a healthcare or health benefits package. These are difficult things to acquire and to secure as a low income family. So Making Connections is currently in 4 sites across the U.S. and we're looking to expand that program into places like Alaska and other states. But that's a really wonderful program that Movember funds and supports.
Let's shift to the support group. Norma, you were a key part of being a support group. You mentioned that your husband is a prostate cancer survivor, and we know that there's different kinds of support for. The support is for the caretakers. So talk about your experience being a caretaker.
Yeah, it was unexpected. I mean, the whole diagnosis was really sort of a shock. And then, of course, you go into what we need to do to get over this. You know, how do we, what's the best way to survive? And then, you know, as a partner, what can I do to ease your burden, to help get you through this tough time? And I'll be honest with you, Jared, it's a tough road, not just for my husband, but for myself, you know, physically and emotionally. And a lot of the points that we've talked about are very true. You know, guys just really, and I'm generalizing, don't want to talk about it, even if they're going through it. They might not even be able to articulate what they're going through.
Exactly, yes, yeah.
You know, and so as a caretaker, you're trying to second guess, like, okay, what's the next step we take, you know? It's really challenging, but, you know, as Andy alluded to, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, you know? You have kind of 2 choices with cancer. Mm. And we want to keep living.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a quality of life issue as well. And how do you get past the changes physically in your body to make your life back to the quality of life or better than the quality of life that you had before treatment?
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I've interviewed, you know, I've had representatives from the Kodak Women's Resource Crisis Center on the show, representatives from our senior care and dementia care professionals here on the island. And there's always, stigma in almost every group. And I like what you said about men just don't know how to articulate it. And a lot of these things come down to men just don't have the words. We haven't been trained with the right words. We haven't been trained with the right vocabulary, the right rhetoric to talk about these things.
Or to ask for help.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's, and Max, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that is also a huge goal of the Movember Foundation is to, you know, again, like make it easier for people, even if they don't have the words, to find that support that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we try to keep things light and modern and kind of fun here, even though we're obviously dealing with very serious causes. But ultimately, in order for men to find those right messaging points and feel comfortable sharing, you know, sharing these messages, we need to meet men where they're at, where they're most comfortable, whether it's, you know, a sports setting or at a bar or a barber shop. And ultimately that's, you know, that's kind of the ecosystem Movember is trying to create here. But yeah, Norma, you nailed it.
So Max, you've dealt with, I'm sure have encountered many stories from men on their through the diagnoses and recovery and support groups. How has your experience with Movember kind of influenced your whole perspective on health and wellness?
Yeah, it's influenced it incredibly. I've been in the nonprofit space for about 5 or 6 years. I've been at Movember for just over a year. And unfortunately, I've been touched by suicide throughout my life. I actually lost my mother. I lost a fraternity brother about 10 years ago, which, you know, obviously flipped my world upside down, but kind of created a sense of urgency and made me want to, you know, work on something with purpose and something meaningful and community-based. And ultimately, that's what Movember is all about. And some of the stories, even from, you know, my colleagues, a lot of people that I work with have been touched by some of these causes, and it makes it incredibly rewarding to work for an organization that's giving back to these causes at the end of the day. But some of the stories that we hear from community members are gut-wrenching, but they're also incredibly inspiring. We've had prostate cancer survivors that have, you know, become ambassadors for us that are on the front lines in cities that we don't have a physical presence in, you know, spreading the Movember message in those local communities, which is just incredible to see how life comes full circle and how something horrible can light a fire and, you know, you turn that into something positive. That's all you really can do as a survivor. So some of the stories are amazing. It really puts things into perspective on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's an incredible organization to work for. And, you know, having folks like Norma in our corner speaks volumes to the community that we've built here.
We have a couple of minutes left. Max, I want to get this in before we take off. But how do you see Movember and maybe even just men's health support evolving over the next few years?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, as I mentioned, kind of the alarming rates among suicide and amongst men, and there being a mental health crisis amongst men, it's going to be definitely a key focal area for Movember over the next 5 to 10 years. We've kind of mapped out our strategy impact plan for the next decade or so, and that's a huge focal point for us. But you know, at the end of the day, there's multiple ways to get involved with Movember. You can obviously grow out a mustache in the month of November, but we are a year-round organization. Participants can raise funds with the Move Challenge, which I mentioned earlier. You can host an event like Norma did earlier this month, or you can mow your own way, which is kind of a fun way to creatively support the cause. So, as the world evolves, our ecosystem will also evolve, and we'll continue to pour as much support into these causes as possible. And a lot of the programs that we fund will continuously be under review as things evolve over the next 5 to 10 years. But holistically, Movember will always be about men's health and getting men to be more proactive about their health.
And in the minute we have left, Andy, I'll give you kind of the last word here. What message would you like to share with the public?
Oh, I think I'd just emphasize kind of what we've shared already, and especially to men, which is, it can often be tough. It can be embarrassing. It can be, make you feel vulnerable to maybe seek help for either a mental or a physical health challenge that you are experiencing. But I think it's key to let folks know it's okay to do that, and that really you should do that, because often, the earlier you can address a need like that, the sooner you can get the help that you need to move forward.
All right. Well, I want to say thanks to my guests one more time. We've been talking about Movember and men's mental health and cancer awareness. And thank you, Andy Ray, online for sharing your story with us today. And thanks to Max Skinner with the Movember Foundation, and kind of the local Movember person, Norma Smihal, joining us here in the studio. Thank you once again for helping kind of break down some of the stigma and some of the walls around men's mental health and physical health.
Yeah, thanks for hosting us again. Thanks, Jared.
Thank you, Jared. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Jared. All right, and thanks for listening to Talk of the Rock. We'll see you next week.